Unit 9, page 202. Listening. A radio interview. Ask the expert. Hello and welcome to our weekly program, Ask the Expert. Today's program deals with shopping habits. Dr. Brand, our expert, will tell us how to acquire good shopping habits. He will also explain to us how to avoid making mistakes while shopping. Hello, Dr. Brand.
Hello, Dan. I like your jacket. Is it new?
Yes, I bought it yesterday.
How much did you pay for it?
Too much, I guess, but isn't it great?
Well, yes, it's very nice. But if I were you, I wouldn't buy a jacket in the middle of the season when the prices are so very high. You see, this is a mistake many people make. So the first lesson for today is always wait for the end of season sales. You'll be surprised how low prices can get in just a few weeks' time.
After this jacket goes on sale, you will get it for half the price.
So you're telling us to buy clothes only at the end of the season?
Absolutely. Besides, the end of season sales usually begin long before the season actually ends.
I see. Oh, we have to take a break now. Time for commercials. As soon as the commercials are over, Dr. Brand will give us some more tips.
Shoe sale! Today only. Buy two pairs and pay for only one. Even if you spend hours comparing prices, you won't find a better deal anywhere. Just one word of warning, unless you hurry, you might miss our special sale.
Do you worry about your children? Are you a responsible parent? Buy Kidphone today. Kidphone, the best way to be in touch with your child at all times. For your own peace of mind, you should buy your child a Kidphone now.
Bluebird, the car that pampers you, is here at last. When you drive this car, you will understand what real comfort is. Bluebird, the car for successful and important people. People like you.
JJJ, Joya's Jeans and Jackets. The minute you look at our price tags, you won't be able to resist the temptation. JJJ. Pay less, get more.
We're back, Dr. Brand. What other advice can you give our listeners today?
First of all, don't be an impulsive buyer. Don't buy things just because you happen to suddenly see them and like them right away.
So basically, what you are saying is that we shouldn't decide to buy something just because we have a sudden desire to do so, right? We shouldn't buy things we didn't plan to buy.
Exactly. Even if you like an item very much, stop and think. Can I afford it? Is it within the limits of my budget? Secondly, don't buy the item in the first shop you enter. Another shop might offer the same item at a lower price.
So what you're telling us is to compare prices, right?
Yes, it's always important to compare prices.
What do you think of buying on credit?
That's another common mistake people make. Buying on credit means spending money you don't actually have. You're taking a loan from the bank, and a loan has to be paid back.
I don't understand. My bank is always ready to give me a loan. They are happy to do it.
Of course they are, because they make money that way. After all, you pay interest on a loan, so you pay them back more money than you borrowed.
I see. So buying on credit is bad.
Very bad. If you pay in cash, you don't pay interest, and you also have control over your budget.
And what if I want to buy myself something nice just to feel good?
It is a well-known fact that shopping can really improve your mood, but the truth is that it doesn't really matter what you buy. Even a t-shirt, which isn't expensive at all, can make you feel better.
Do you have any special advice for teens?
My advice for teens is Don't spend your money carelessly. Be a smart shopper and never spend more than you can afford to. Always save some of it for unexpected events or bad times.
Yes, as the saying goes, save your money for a rainy day.
Right, and finally, don't buy everything that catches your eye. Buy things you really need and buy them at the lowest price.
Thank you, Dr. Brand, and thank you, listeners. Next week, we'll discuss compulsive shopping. And until then, goodbye, have a nice evening.